Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lisa Experience. I'm glad everyone online, on the phones, is here to join us on this Thursday evening. September, can you believe it? Can't believe it's already September and it's almost out the window. But, you know, and it's always wonderful to wake up and have another day of life. As I said, welcome everyone. My host, Miles, as everyone knows, he's been with me for so long. Miles won't be with us tonight. He's in the hospital. We send our love and prayers to Miles for a quick recovery, and prayers go that everything goes well with you, and you're back with me soon. I want to send out also prayers to my cousin Lori, who's a little down in the weather. Prayers for her that everything goes good. Also, traveling Mercy. She's going to see her grandson, who's graduating from the Marines. So I hope that everything goes well on the trip, her and her daughter and her granddaughter. Prayers for safe travels and good time to be able to meet again with your grandson. I know it's a long-awaited process that you've been waiting for, but it's here, and I'm happy for you. Many blessings on all the good things that's happening to you in life. Also, I have a client who's very sick in the hospital, and I want to give prayers to her also that she get a speedy recovery. As I told you once before, I want to start giving little shout-outs to people before I get started, because we should always have people in our thoughts and prayers, because a lot of things are happening in life, and we can't forget people and just move on and think it's only about us. It's not just about us. It's about everyone that touches our lives. So I want to give shout out to them. And my daughter will be joining me, or she's probably online now. She's going to be joining me tonight. We got something special going on for you. If you stay with us, you're going to see what we have put together tonight. We're coming out with something new once a month. She's going to be joining me and Miles, and it's going to be nice. Just stick with us through the night. As you know, she's a late person, and she'll tell you that she's late, and she'll be here. She's online, but she'll be here soon, and we're going to start up with me and her came up with a good plan to start the fallout with something new coming, coming at you. Tonight, we're going to be talking about red flags. Red flags when you not only meet someone that you're going to be in a relationship with, but someone, friends, jobs, church, your neighbors, your family members. We're talking about red flags. We're going to talk about that tonight. Talk about how when you're starting out befriending someone, or you're being with them, and then a flag comes up, and then you don't take note of it. And then down the line, what you thought was something that you should have addressed then, but you let it slip by because you was caught up in your feelings, caught up not paying attention or hearing what you need to hear. So we're talking about red flags tonight, about how you need to start being aware of things when you enter into them. Like if you get a new job and everything seems good and nice and everybody's friendly and things are going good, and every once in a while you see something, you'd be like, wow. And he'd be like, oh, well, whatever. You know, that's just something right then and there. And then you go ahead and you work and you make your time and you become permanent. You do your temporary time to make it. And then all of a sudden, you notice that what you seen when you first walked in the door was something that was real. And then now you're part of it. And you accepted it because you wasn't aware that that was really going to be a part of the situation at your job. So we talking about red flags. You know, like you meet a gentleman and you start going out and everything seems nice and you got good communication. you got a lot of things in common. Both of you do the things that you like. You have the same interests. And then maybe you're sitting somewhere together and that person do something and you'll be like, wow, okay. And then you like, oh, well, you know, whatever. That's just happened right then and there. And then as you get more deeper into the relationship, you notice that that really was something that you should have picked up on that you really needed to know before you got serious into the relationship. And now, you know, caught feelings and your heart, and you can't, like, jump up and leave as you could have when you would have caught on to it a little earlier because you got feelings. So now you either got to make a big decision that is this something that you want, you know, something that you could handle or you could deal with, or is it something that you should let go and you should move on? Red flags. Just like you meet up with, you got family, and then you go to a gathering. And, you know, everybody's loving and everything seems good. And then you're somewhere in a room and they don't know you're there and you overhear something. And you're like, wow, is that how they truly feel about me? You know what I mean? Like they're smiling in my face and behind my back, they feel totally different about me. But I would have never knew if I happened to be somewhere they didn't see me. So should I go out and speak my mind? Should I hold it in? Or should I just let it go? You know, red flags. Or, you know, let them know how I feel about it, because if you're going to be a part of the family, you don't want people to go around feeling a certain type of way about you and walk around smiling in your face. Red flags. We have to start really taking note of a lot of things in life. I'll tell you, for example, like I was saying that I know somebody in the hospital, and I went to see him, and, you know, the family felt like, you know, felt like the family really, you know, was happy that I was there. And then the next day, somebody came and told me what the family said about me. And it really, it took me for a loop, because here I am doing the best for a family member. And then one thing happened and you fly off the handle and you show me who you truly are. So I had to, like, really come to grips with that. Red flags. You know what I mean? Don't always go by when a person sit around and smile in your face and act like they're friendly, and then the first time something happened, they stabbing you in the back. But, you know, all this is eye-openers and, like I said, red flags that, you know, now I know that I'll think another way when I meet them. You know what I mean? I won't be as naive as I was thinking that it was cool, and we had a good relationship. You know, because we think sometimes we have a good relationship, don't always mean that person is there for the same reason you there. Red flags. I'm gonna take a moment, and we're gonna listen to another song, and then we're gonna come back, and we're gonna finish talking about red flags. If you don't have anything else to do and you're very interested, please stay tight, relax, get something to drink, and we're going to have a really good show, the Lisa Experience. Take it out, Rand. Thank you. Welcome back. Once again, thank you for coming and joining us at the Lisa Experience. Tonight, we're talking about red flags. And about one important thing.
I have a good
announcement I forgot earlier to say. Everyone, Fuck Love birthday is Sunday. My baby brother will be entering a whole new century. I won't say how old. I'll let him tell you tomorrow, but I want to wish him a happy birthday weekend, and I hope that he enjoys himself, and I hope that all the things that he's looking forward to come true. And I hope that he enjoy entering into this new phase in life, Shayshawn, which I call Randy.
Thank you, thank you. And it's no podcast tomorrow night. No podcast tomorrow night.
No, okay. We all heard he's starting his birthday off, starting tomorrow. We're taking him out to eat. And, you know, he don't really like going out to eat, but he's going to be nice and let us take them out and celebrate this big number that he's going to be turning. And like I said, I hope all the things that he's planning is going to be fulfilled. As I was saying, we're talking about red flags. My daughter came up with it. And I don't know if Ren, you don't have to call her. She's right here.
Please leave your message for 973.
As I was saying that, I don't know if she's on what page, as I'm on the same page as her as far as red flags. I'm going to let her talk and she can tell you what it means about red flags. And welcome to the show, Nicole.
Thank you, thank you. I'm trying to get things settled in, so you've been doing a good job. Hi, everybody in telephone and Facebook, trying to get Facebook connected. Trying to see if I'm live. If anybody's on Facebook, somebody let me know if you can hear me. If it's okay, Jihad, okay, thanks. Wasn't sure if I had it up here correctly or not, so... welcome to the Lisa Experience, and everyone, thanks. Hey, Malik. Every once a month, we try to, let me move in closely. Every once a month, we came up with this theory that me and my mom are going to do like a red table. And so it's that time again. Last month, on August 10th, we did our round table. Is it enough light? We did our round table on...
You want more light?
Let me see. We did our round table on letting go. And it turned out to be way more than I even expected. My mom got the little table. I just wanted everybody to see my mom did the little table, the little round table. There we go. And I just want to give a little disclosure. First, I know my mama says she always gives little shout-outs before the show. I want to just send some prayers up to my daughter's boyfriend, Dare. We're praying for you. No questions asked. And also want to pray for everybody that's listening in. Take him listening in tonight. We thank you. My mom has been doing her podcast now since March, and it has every week she comes up with something new. She tries to make it exciting. She comes up with different topics, and then she implemented having me in once a month, and I want to thank her for that because she does have a co-host, Miles, what she said, that comes on with her every week, and she usually kind of lets me flex with the topic. So I want to give a disclaimer because last month's topic kind of touched a lot of people. A lot of people were kind of, I guess, you know, feeling like the topic was about them or they kind of understood the topic, however it went. But I just want to say that most of the time when someone's going through something, a lot of other people are going through the same thing at the same time. And so some of the topics that I come up with, because we've talked about letting go, being your mom's best friend, family. We've talked about being in relationships. We've talked about, for over 6 months now, we've come up with different topics. So don't take it personal. That's basically what I want to say. Because it's not necessarily about you. It's about what I may be possibly going through or what somebody that I'll talk to may be going through. And I just feel like it's something that needs to be shared with everyone. So once again, I'm here at the red table with my mom. Hi, everybody. On telephone land and in Facebook. Hello, hello. We came up with the topic today of red flags. the reason why I came up with that topic is sometimes you see things in a relationship and you kind of, like my mom said, if you heard her introduction, you kind of just let it go when you first enter into a relationship because you're so in bliss, you're so in love, you're so in lust, the sex is so good. You kind of miss out on some points that you really should be paying attention to. And then, like she said, a lot of times you're in a relationship with this person. It just turns into a relationship. Nobody ever says, well, I want you to be my boyfriend. I want you to be my girlfriend. It kind of just turns into a relationship. And then all those little things that you've seen that you kind of didn't like about that person, it's kind of too late at that point because you're like, oh, I've been talking to this guy for over 6 months, 8 months, a year. And now you kind of feel like you're too far gone in the relationship to turn back. And so that is why I came up with the topic of red flags. Hey, brother, thanks for watching. Came up with the topic of red flags. A personal experience of mine is being in a relationship with someone and they, at the time, you didn't know that they had kids. So every day they were with you, every day they were spending the night at your house, you were hanging out, you were partying together, and I mean every day for months. Hey, baby daddy, for months at end, girl or guy, not just female. And then one day, miraculously, a baby mother pops up. And you're like, well, wait a minute. We've been in a relationship for 3, 4, 5 months, and I haven't heard about you going to visit your kids. I haven't heard about a baby mother. I haven't even heard about any of your previous relationships because that person didn't want to expose those things to you because they feel like you may not want them. They never allow you the chance to decide if you want to be with them or not. Let me know and let me decide if that's something I want to do. Red flag, being with somebody that has kids and you never see the kids. That's a big red flag. And like I said, I've experienced it myself. Being in a relationship with somebody and then all of a sudden they have these kids and you're like, well, where did they come from? And not just that, sometimes you wind up not mistakenly, but you might wind up getting pregnant by this person, having a baby by this person, and not realizing that the red flag was that they had other kids that they were in attendance to before you. So what do you think is going to happen? Well, may happen with the relationship with you and this new guy. Red flag. That's a big red flag. Another red flag might be you hanging out with somebody, could be a friend or a male boyfriend. Hey, Vicky, boyfriend, and they got all this time to spend with you, and you're enjoying it because as women, we love attention. We love for our men to be with us, spending quality time with us. But at a certain point, it's like, okay, you got so much time to spend. You're not working? You don't have a job? I mean, and you haven't had a job? That's a red flag. Or they're always going out on a certain day. Every Friday, they got to go out with their boys. So every Friday, she got to go out with her girls. That's something you might want to look into. You know, hey, what's up? Every week, the same thing, same time, that's a red flag. Maybe you might want to go out with him. You know what? This Friday, I'm going to hang out with you. Let's see what you get into on a Friday. You know what I mean? Which we don't do as women. That's a red flag. But he's always hanging out every day of the week, and then only want to be with you at night. That's a red flag. Why doesn't he want to be with you? Might want to think about it. Like my mom said earlier, job. You had a job and you've been here 2 years, 3 years, and you still only get 1-2% raise. Red flag. Is that somewhere you want to continue to be for the rest of your life? You want to be somewhere where they don't appreciate their worthiness, your work ethic? You know, I know we're scared to leave sometimes, jobs, relationships, but you have to pay attention to that. Like my mom said, you go to a job, and the first thing you hear people say is, oh, you don't want to be here. Oh, be careful of such and such. oh, this is the, sometimes they're just telling you that, but a lot of times you need to pay attention to those signs that they tell you of what's going on. Because, yeah, they're staying in it, but it might be not good, a good situation for you. Anything you want to add, Mo?
So I'm glad that we was on the same page, talking about each other and, you know, about red flags. I really don't care about being on FaceTime, but, you know, she tortures me. But she did bring out a good point. It is true about a job. I didn't think about it like that. Like, you could be on at a job and then you don't get the money that you well deserve, and you give them 100%. I said it many times, 100%, and then they don't give you what you deserve. And then the first time something happened, they ready to let you go. Or they call you in the office telling you something that you did, but you've been giving your all through the whole time. And red flags. And she was true about people having kids. But I always say, when you in a relationship, you should always be real, and then there won't be no red flags. It's very sad when you in a relationship and you're falling for someone, and then bang, something happens, and then you're caught up and you can't get out. That's the worst thing, is when you get caught up with your heart, and then that person, okay, like she said, you done fell in love, you got a whole good relationship, and then bang, somebody said, well, you know, he got kids. And you'd be like, what? No, he got kids. I seen his kids. And then you ask them, they'd be like, well, I didn't want to tell you yet. I want to see how the relationship was going. But I do. I got kids. And then what you going to do? You can't be like, oh, well, I'm out. Or, you know, you got kids. No, then you hang in there. Then you find out that it's more than what you think. Now the kids got to be in your relationship while you're growing with them. And then there goes the baby mother. You got the baby mother that you didn't know nothing about. And then he start talking about money being short because he got child support. So, yeah, it's a lot of red flags that you have to be very careful about in life, everything. Even moving. And you get this apartment that you want, and then you paying rent. We all pay high rent. And then you find out that something happened in your apartment, you call them, and they take their time coming to fix it, or they don't fix it, or they tell you they can't fix it. And then you be like, well, I'm paying all this, and then I can't even get this done or that done. That's not good either. You know what I mean? Red flags that you got to know where you are moving at, because here you is moving, paying the rent, and then you find out that the landlord you have is not really the type of person that really want to be there for you. And then you, like Nicole said, then they go up on your rent, you paying the escrow rent, apartment still look the same, and you still asking for little things, and they be like, well, you got to be patient, or we're going to discuss it at the next meeting. And months go by, and you call me, like, what happened? Like, oh, well, we discussed it, but we decided we're not going to do that. But you didn't let me know. Oh, well, that's what we decided.
Right.
And you'd be like, okay, but I'm paying more rent this year, and my situation's still the same. What am I getting? I mean, I know everybody say that you should buy your own home, but everybody can't buy their own home. First of all, most people rent before they even buy their own home. So you learn what goes on from renting, then later on you want to buy your own home because you want to be your own boss about where you live at and what goes on where you live at. Red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Red flags, you know.
And just to jump in on that, and like I said, not just talking about guys that you find out about, but also, sometimes, I mean, I know a few men that have said to me, like, they've been in a relationship with females, and they realize that they don't have their kids, you know, for whatever reason, you know. But that, and it's later on down the line, maybe done had a kid with the person and find out their mom or somebody, their auntie, is bringing up their other kids and they're just raising your kid because they with you. Red flag, you know, like, okay, that just goes to tell you that she might not, after y'all relationship is over, you don't know what's going to happen with your child, you know, unless you are the type of person that can take them on. Like, these are the things that you got to pay attention to. Like, there's a lot of women and men. It's not just men that don't take care of their kids. It's women, too. There's a lot of women here that don't take care of their kids, or they have their kids, but they're not meant to be mothers. Because just because we all can have kids don't mean we're all meant to be mothers. You know, God has given some people the ability to just have kids. And, you know, you can't fight what God says or does, because there are some people out here that can't have kids that will probably be great, awesome moms. So red flag. That's another red flag. Like, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you find out that that person got a kid, a woman has a kid, and she doesn't have it, that's an issue. Or somebody that you with and they drink. Like, okay, they drink a beer here and there, or might drink a beer every day when they get off work, or a shot of liquor every day. And you're like, oh, that's nothing. They just need something to unwind. They had a hard day, you know, a hard day at work. Oh, that's not bad. But that's something you might want to pay attention to. Guess what? That one beer, those two shots might turn into a person becoming a full-blown alcoholic. And then you're stuck in a relationship with somebody that drinking or drugging, it might be something not of your choice. Maybe you don't drink. Maybe you don't do particular drugs, or you don't smoke cigarettes. But this person, you know, they smoke. And that might be a turnoff for you. And then if you don't speak on it at the door, because a lot of times you got to speak on stuff at the door. If you don't speak on it at the door, then later on down the line, you know, then that those red flags, you kind of just let them build up. Oh, well, that's okay. They smoke. I mean, that wasn't a deal breaker for me, so I'm going to still stay with him. Oh, that's okay. He keeps losing his job every 2-3 months. That's fine. It's not a deal breaker. He loves me. He takes care of me either way, whether he works or not. And what happens is they build and they build and they build until eventually you have this whole baggage full of things that now you're saying to yourself, why didn't I pay attention to the first time something happened that I didn't like?
Yeah. Also, how about your friends?
Hey, Cousin Lori.
How about your girlfriends? Your whole life you spend being with a girl, you know, your girlfriends, and then you get older and things change as far as, you know, different situations in your life. Still being a friend to that person. And then you don't hear from them, they don't call you, and then you hear or you see they're being with other people that came into their life, and you be like, well, I was with you when from the beginning. You know what I mean? We rolled from the beginning all the way, and now at the end of our, you know, our, well, me, the age I am, all of a sudden, they don't call you. They don't try to come, you know, see about you. And then you be like, well, why you don't call me? Well, you the one work. I don't know your schedule. You have to call me. I don't know when you're not busy. And I'm like, well, when did that start happening? Because when we were younger, it didn't matter if we worked or we didn't work. We still touched base with each other. But now people just get caught up in their feelings, red flag, and then don't want to call you. They ain't got no time for you. But yet, you spent all your young life or your time with this person. Just like a person get married, you know, I'm talking from the beginning, you know, the person get married, then they don't want to be with you no more. You know what I mean? Like Cole said, but you was friends before you got married. So now you married or you're in a relationship, and now you don't want to be with your friend. But they was there for you before you even knew anybody, you know. And like Nicole said, then you have relationships with people that you have kids by women, and then a man gets with another lady, And then all of a sudden, she want to shut everything down because she was in another relationship. But she could be done, went and had a baby by somebody else and relationship with somebody else, but then she don't want you to see your kids.
Or have kids by somebody else.
Then your kids can't talk to you or your kids can't see you. And then they talk bad about you. You moved on, and he accepted that you had kids and was with another person, but you don't want to accept that he had to finally move on, but he still want to be with his kids.
Mm-hmm.
His kids don't got nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
You had kids together, but kids should not go without their mother or father because you caught up in your feelings because that person moved on. That goes for men, too. You know, men, as soon as the woman move on, then you want to see your kids, or you want to make it that you want to be with your kids or kids in your life when before you wasn't even seeing them, but now because she moved on, you want to interfere her relationship with somebody new. We have to start growing up and realizing that it's a thing about the kids. Once your feelings is gone about that person or you feel it and you let go, as we talk about, and move forward, there's no need to make your kids come between the both of you and they have to choose who they're going to be with. Mother and father is for life. Because once your mother or your father leave this earth, you don't get a second chance. People got to start really realizing COVID should have taught us a lot of things about not only red flags, but about real life. Life is short. We learn that. It's like Monday, we had to celebrate again 9/11. Okay, we all know about 9/11. I'm not saying anything bad about 9/11, but how many people died from COVID? We don't even talk about it. We don't even celebrate it. Like, red flag. A lot of people lost people from COVID.
A lot of black people. A lot of black people lost.
And we sit around, and every year we got to see them call out numbers for somebody that died 20 years ago. What about 2 years ago? What about people, you know, people still dying from 9/11? They got caught up in it. They got cancer. What about those people? What about people still getting COVID and dying? What about people that have to live every day with cancer? AIDS is still out there. What about people that get shot and killed? Think about nobody else besides 9/11. United States always choose red flag, who they want to celebrate death. Every death is important. Every life is important. We got to start waking up and realizing that it's not about what society or TV want to choose. It's about everybody. Because I know that when COVID was here, you was hearing whole families was dying. You know what I mean? They was getting COVID and they was losing the whole family. And we got to start realizing, like, when we hear people get shot, and when people get shot, somebody lost somebody. Kids lost their parent, mother lost their child, father lost their child, family members lost somebody. Everything is important in this world. We got to stop being closed in it, thinking that it's only all about what they want to choose is big.
Oh, you just got two good topics. You just got me.
We really got to start thinking about it. I don't know a lot of people that see the flyer that I put up. You know, I put a flyer up every week. But the flyer I have is of a black couple, and they're slaves. And they're walking away from, well, running away. And she's telling him, you want to stay and be able to be told what to do, where to live, what to eat, what to buy, what you got to do in life. You can't go to school. You can't read. She's being serious with her man, telling him, you want to look back at what was, or what about forward? You know what I mean? Slavery, what did it have? What did it offer us? It's a whole world, and that's what we got to start realizing, that no matter what happens, we have to close that door. We have to remember it, but we have to close that door and move forward, because it's so much life out there. You know what I mean? So much life. People partying, they party. People, drugging. It's going to go on for the rest of our life. people are going to be doing that for the rest of life. It's like we see people in Patterson, high, whatever. That's the rest of your life. But the thing is, respect the people that seen the red flag and want to move on. You know how many people go up and say, oh, I'm clean for whatever. We'd be like, oh, well, every year they say that. But you got to remember, every year they're struggling to stay clean. Every year, every day, every moment. You know what I mean? It's like people get in a relationship. Every day, you're struggling to make that relationship work. You get a new job. Every day, you're trying to be better at that job so you'll keep it. I went to the bank the other day, and the lady was giving me a hard way to go. I hate going in banks. So I was telling her, look, I come here every month. Let's, you know, you don't know me, you're new, but the rest of the tellers know me because I come here for business. And then she's going to say to her boss, oh, I don't want to make a mistake because I don't want to lose my job. Well, you're going to lose your job because I don't have no money. So, but somebody's going to come here with some money, and you're not going to act right, and you're going to lose your job because you already put it out there in the atmosphere. You know what I mean? Why is it people of color got to always make you lose your job? But anybody else come here and say, I wanted my father's account, my father's account balance. I don't have to say color because color don't mean nothing. We all human. But I'm saying people got to stop thinking that people with darker color always got a game with them. We don't have a game. You know what I mean? Some of us just want to, we just want to live. We just want to do right. How many times we got to be coming home and feeling bad that we don't struggle and had to fight just for little things that some people go do and it's not even a fight. Red flags. You know, people got to really stop. Like, as soon as you walk in the store, red flags, as soon as they say something, you get hostile because you be like, oh, God, I got to put up with this boom today, and I don't feel like it.
Yeah, I just had an experience like that over the weekend. We went out to Lit 21, and I'm going to say the name of it. We went to Lit 21. Grown women, the four of us, over 40, got a VIP section. Red flag, first of all, wasn't a lot of people our age there. Should have been a red flag for us. But sat down, and the gentleman came in. Now, mind you, they had already told me I needed to buy a bottle. I was okay with that. He came in. He gave us the receipt. He set the receipt down. He didn't say, you know, you need to pay for the bottle, nothing. Just set the receipt down, $268. He walked away, came back, and said, hey, Malik, came back and said, are you ready to pay? Ready to pay for what? You haven't brought a bottle. You haven't brought our drink. So you want me to pay for services that haven't been rendered yet? I've never experienced that. Red flag, which to me, I told everybody, I will never go back to Lit 21. I don't care who has the party there. I don't care if God himself came. Hey, I wouldn't go. Because the way they treated us, and I don't know if anybody else experienced it, but the way they treated me that one time was enough of a red flag for me to know that that's not somewhere I wanted to go. I've been to a lot of clubs. They service you first, and then you pay. Now, not for nothing, I'm quite sure some people here that would have walked out, and that's what they were afraid of. But everybody is not the same. Red flag. And like my mother said with COVID, a lot of people during COVID learned that they didn't like themselves. They had to be in the house for 3-6 months with someone and not being able to go to work, not being able to hang out with your boys or your girls, not being able to go anywhere, do anything, and you realize, I really don't like this person that I'm in a relationship with or that I'm married to or, you know, that I've been with all these years. Now being in that little circle together for so long, you start to realize that it only was working because they were doing their thing and you were doing your thing, and then y'all just came together for a moment. Red flag. That's a clear indication that this might not be working for us. And I think that's why a lot of people, the divorce rate was high after COVID, because you really realize my life means much more than being with somebody that I really don't have anything in common with, that I can't even be 3 or 6 months in the house with and have a conversation with, you know, be able to comfort each other at that time. It was a lot going on. And then another thing, like my mother said about friends, when are we going to start realizing that when you have that one friend that talk about everybody, that they might be talking about you? And believe me, it's something that took me a long time to learn. Like, when you walk out the room, you might be the person that they're talking about, because you kiki and cacaing with them in the room while they're talking about everybody else, telling you their business, their baby mamas, their husbands, who they cheating with. They can tell you everything about everybody, and you don't look at it as a red flag. Like, wait a minute, if they could tell me all this about these other people, what are they saying about me when I walk out the room? Red flag. You got to start realizing who you hanging with, who you call your friend, who you call your associate or your companion, even who you call your man. Because sometimes your men out there tell your personal business as well. Even family, your relatives. Sometimes you think you can open up to your relatives and tell them something personal, and then the rest of your family members know. Red flag. If that family member is telling you something about everybody else in the family, if they can tell you about everybody else's relationship or what they're going through, that might not be a person, hey, baby, you might not be a person that you want to confide in. Red flag. Anything else?
How about when you walk out of your apartment or your home and your neighbors are peeking through the window looking at you? Red flag, like, are you watching to see if I'm going to be okay? Or are you just watching who I'm coming out the door with, or what I look like, or what I'm carrying? People nowadays, all they want to do is see what you're doing. Okay, you're looking out the window and I see you, wave, say hi. But just for you to be staring it back up out of the window, then I know that you're just being nosy and trying to see what's going on. And really, it bothers me, because I'm saying, what is it that you want to see about another person? And you, don't you got your own life? You know what I mean? Don't you really got your own life to live? I want to say something else too, not red flag, but we as the people, and I mean human beings, we got to start, like Nicole said, we got to start making people to ourselves respect us. I put money in my 403 every time I get paid from when I retire. And I asked for some, I wanted to get some money out of it. It's mine. And it took them 3 months before they even gave me my, what I asked for, which wasn't even really nothing. And I said, now, I said, telling Nicole, that's my own money. Why am I going through 3 months for them to haggle where they want to give it to me? So I said, when I get it, I'm going to close my account. And she said, well, Mom, if I was you, I would have been did it. And she, I said, she was right. So I did.
Hey, Cousin Keisha.
I closed my account because I don't want my money somewhere that they feel that they're in control of my money. So I put it somewhere where I feel that they respect not only me but my money. See, that's another thing we got to stop. We got to stop dealing with banks and credit cards and companies that don't respect us and treat us like they want, but we still hang with them. There's other companies out there. They're not the only person company that's out there. We got to start looking at red flags about a lot of things in life, because we are a people that's starting to get very comfortable with people treating us the way they want to treat us. And it's not a good thing. What happened to respect? We got to start making people respect us, not just relationships, anything that we do in this life. Like Patterson, you know, we live in Patterson. A stop sign don't mean nothing to nobody no more. A red light don't really mean nothing to nobody no more. You can't ever pull out and think somebody's going to stop for you. What has this place came to that people don't even care about your life? And you see more people now texting than usual. People texting on the phone, not paying attention. Look, I love my life. I just want to go to work, or I want to go somewhere and come back home. It's nobody that important that I got to text that I'm going to hurt somebody and make them lose their life for to text somebody to say I'm sorry. We got to start respecting people and thinking about it's more than life than just thinking about ourselves. And that's not a red flag. That's just being respectful. We have lost every little ounce of what we have. Like, I think COVID has just tore some people up because we're not humble, don't have love anymore. Like, it just went out the window. It just went out the window. And it's not just adults, it's children. Kids don't even have respect no more. They'll walk right in front of you, curse you out. One little boy was walking in the store, and he said, "Hi, how you doing? How you feel?" And I was, like, amazed because most of them saying stuff out of, and I looked at the mother, and I was like, now, see, this is somebody that took out time to let their kids know that it's more to life than just being in your own world.
Well, just what I'm not quite sure. I don't know if anybody on the line, if anybody holding the to make a comment, or because I know there's a few people that's been commenting on Facebook. But if anybody's on the line and wants to comment, it's like the last 5 minutes. You know, we're opening it up. But I did. Okay, 1-2 seconds before we call her. I just wanted to mention. Hey, I just wanted to mention before we about to close out, I know we've been talking about red flags, but we're just throwing it out there. And like I said, every month we try to come together with a topic that doesn't just affect us, but affects the people that are around us. And kind of off topic a little bit, but I've realized that a lot of those red flags that we talked about are triggers for people. Like, I've realized that certain things trigger me. And sometimes those red flags are so hard for me to jump over. Now I'm getting to the point where I can't even be in the room with people that do things that because they've triggered me. And, you know, it was a red flag, and I seen it, and I let it go. And now that I've opened my eyes to it, I can't unsee it. And so now I'm maybe it's with age, I don't know. But now I'm finally at a point where I said I'm protecting my peace. I'm not allowing anybody red flags or however they are to trigger me and cause me to come out of my peace because it took me too long to get here. I'm sorry, caller.
Caller, how you doing?
Oh wait, you got more than 5 minutes. I extended it for 20 minutes, so you good? Y'all good?
Okay. I'm sorry, caller. Who's on the line?
Sade. What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, Sade.
How you doing?
I'm good. You ladies had some great topics, especially, you know, with what's, you know, how individuals, both men and women, when it comes to children, start wanting to pull rank on the person that they're dealing with. And don't allow them to see the children, and the children suffer behind that. We definitely need to work on that and get past that. And even if you, my thing is, even if you, a man or a woman, and you don't want the person to see the ex, then you take the child to the ex. You know what I mean? You make sure that the child get to the parent. Because some people are just that, you know, jealous and insecure, and then, you know, the children growing up without both parents. There's no reason why, you know, a child now shouldn't be having both parents. You know, we as adults have to stop putting, as you ladies said, we have to put our emotions aside and do what's best for the children because the children are suffering. Now, On the other thing where you were saying, Nicole, where you went into the club and Lisa was talking about her money, that's a whole nother issue that we haven't really even, you know, we really don't even understand, and we've been being played for a long time thinking it's been about us being black. You know what I mean? But it's not. Because the black thing is, okay, when, you know, and even me, I've been hoodwinked with that. When you ask a person, like, what is your nationality? Black is not our nationality. You know what I'm saying? So people are looking at us, and they're looking at us because they're saying, these people don't even know who they are.
Right.
These people calling themselves black, they call themselves African-American, they don't even know who they are. So they mistreat us.
Yeah.
Based on that, think about it. We are the only in this country that don't have our nationality tied to the land. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you got Dominican, Dominican Republic, Chinese, China, you know? So we are the only people. Why is that? Why don't we have our nationality tied to land?
Red flag,
know?
Right, Sabi? That's a red flag that we should question and ask ourselves, because that is true. We are the only ones that are connected, you know, like all of the nationalities. And I don't mean to cut you off, Sabi, because, you know, we love when you call in. But
We'll talk to you after this caller. Next caller. Hi, Nicole. Hello. 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 Hi. Hello. 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 Great topic. I just wanted to let y'all know I was listening.
Okay. You take it easy, okay, and try to get better.
I am. They about to fill me up with some medicine right now.
All right.
Take a big nap.
And we thank you for calling in, Miles. We can't wait till you get back on.
Hey, and tell Jay on his birthday I want a fish sandwich, a catfish
okay.
sandwich.
Okay, definitely will.
All right. All
next
right. caller.
Next caller. Hey, Tanya.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, how are you?
How you doing, Nicole?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself? Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I hope all is well with the both of y'all.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome. Yes, it is. So, great topic. Y'all touch on many different things, to be honest with you. But what I will say, things are put in our face if we choose to see it. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes. Things are revealed to us. It's up to us to see it. It's up to us to believe them. When people show you who they are, it's up to us to believe them. But they tell us. So yes.
Yeah.
Other than that, I want to say, great topic. So many different things I touched up on, but great topic. Wonderful show.
Thank you. Thank
you
very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, thank you so much. I always like to be on here for every show, so I like to support y'all. Great show. Always great topics. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So we have Sadi still holding, and because, you know, me and Sadi, we can go on and on and on. But before we bring him back on, because we still have an extra few minutes, just going back to protecting your peace, I have a friend. Her name is Kim. And she sent me a voice note, but what I didn't realize is because I'm on Facebook Live that I can't play it. But what she did was amazing. I asked her for a few tips because she's a person that's always saying, protect your peace, protect your energy. Don't let anyone bring their negative aura around you and cause you to turn into or be something else that, you know, God didn't have a plan for you to be. You know, if you are genuinely nice person, sweet person, caring person, don't ever let anybody come in and change you. She was like, you know, pray on it, meditate on it. She was like, she went on and on. It was really deep, and I'm really upset that I'm not able to play it for you guys tonight. But basically what I wanted to say is a lot of times we're more unhappy than happy because we allow people to come into our lives and change the narration, the narrative of it. You know, we could wake up and wake up and say, it's going to be a great day today. I'm not going to let anybody ruin it for me. And you step out, and as soon as you step out and the devil hears you say that, he makes sure he brings something in to cause you to to not have that great day that was meant for you. And we got to stop letting people change that for us. You know, we walk out or we go to our job and we say, today I'm going to do, like my mother said, I'm going to be better today than I was yesterday. I'm going to go to work on time. I'm going to make sure I make my quota. I'm going to make sure I reach whatever it is that you needed to reach. And then one little thing pisses you off, and then it gets you off track. And then if anybody's like me, it is hard for me to get back on track once somebody has entered and messed up my peace, because I'm still working on that. That's something I'm still working on. Like, I want to be happy. I want to be a peaceful person, and I want when people come around me to feel that energy and say, you know, I love when I'm around you, the energy that comes from you, that light that shines from you. But there's so many things in the world that you're going through and other people are going through, and what they do is they throw their crap on you. And we allow them to do that sometimes, but we have to stop doing that. Listen, I go through stuff, I go to work, and I still smile. You would never know. I come in, I say my good morning to everybody, even to people that don't speak to me, because that is the type of person I am, and I'm not going to let anybody take that from me. Anything you got to say, Martha, I'll let Shadi.
Basically, like LaToya said, you have to be aware of what you let in, because, as I said earlier, a lot of things in life, you see it, but you just let it pass you by. And then later on, you get caught up in not thinking that you realized it, but you really did. You really didn't know what was going on. I'd say, for example, that I'm going to let Shadi come on. You meet somebody and they drink casually. Like maybe every Friday they drink a beer, and you say, okay, that's cool, no big thing. It's the weekend. Then you get heavily in your relationship, and next thing you know, it's every day, a beer. Oh, you would know, well, I work hard, I need something to cool, calm me down, whatever. And you'd be like, okay, well, they, you know, they got to calm themselves down. And then as the relationship progressed, then it turns to something else, a heavier liquor or a heavier something. Then down the road, you done messed up because you don't let this in your life. And not only is he messing his life up, he's messing your life up too. And then you got to figure out, is he going to get out of it or you going to stay in it? And most times you stay longer. And then you in it, and you'd be like, oh, I got to go. And then by the time, sometime you decide you're going to get out of it, you're old. Mm-hmm. Or you done messed up and everything you accomplish is gone. So we do have to wake up and realize that when you first see something, address it. And if you can't make it right, then you have to move on. Well, Shadi, go ahead.
Yeah, we got a couple of minutes before Facebook disconnected.
Finish with your
I want to say one thing before Shadi come back on. Real fast. Y'all dancing. All y'all doing is dancing to the beat of my drum right now. Y'all done talk 59 minutes, right? And I could have answered all that in two words. All that y'all just saying. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it. Just say it, man. You know that's all. This Jay Sean talking. This Jay Sean talking. Just you and put your mother together on the count of three. Just say it. Y'all doing all that dancing and all that. Just say it. Yo, fuck love. Love ain't real. It ain't real. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all doing all that talking. Y'all talking about love ain't real. Shit ain't real. It ain't real. I'm signing out.
Sign out. Shadi, you got some minutes. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, what can you say after you say that? You know what I'm saying? What can you say? You know, after you say that. You know,
that takes us out. That takes us out. Well, we just want to thank everybody for listening in tonight. And thank you, Shadi, for holding. It's always a pleasure when you call in.
Thank you.
I brought Thank you for all of my Facebook watchers. Thank you to the people that didn't watch and will watch, because what I realize is that people watch and then they tell people about it and then we get other people to watch. So I want to thank everybody that's going to tell somebody about it. And what they say, each one teach one. Tell somebody about it. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And then they'll be on next week to listen in. How about that? Take us out, Mind.
So our next table topic is going to be, because my daughter is late for everything, so we're going to talk about why it's important to be focused and be on time and help a person out. So that's our next topic.
Actually, I wasn't late. I was on time. I was meaning to get here at 8:15 because I let you do your little talk.
We were supposed to both help me get it together.
Take us out.
Okay, now you want to take me out.
Have a nice evening, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.